Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. At sa puntong ito naman po, sa ikatlong bahagi ng ating episode sa iba't ibang parte ng family law na mahalagang maunawaan ng mga mag-asawa, pamilya at syempre mga dumadaan po sa hiwalayan, sinagot naman ng family law expert na si Attorney Jessel Cajes ang mga tanong tungkol sa kustodiya ng mga anak, sustento at ang proseso ng co-parenting dito sa Australia. Narito ang buong ulat na hatid ni Adinel Magdibay.
Because we're talking about mga hiwalayan, ano, pag-usapan naman natin yung child custody at saka co-parenting.
Yes.
May mga magulang na natatakot na mawala ng custody sa kanilang anak, lalo na kung hindi naman sila financially stable or kung parang feeling nila hindi hindi sila yung angkop na magulang para mag-look after nung anak nila. Pero paano po ba tinutukoy ng Australian court kung sino yung dapat magkaroon ng custody sa isang bata?
Very good question. You know, sa Philippines, under family civil code, you know, automatic mama, di ba? Under specific
agad.
Age. I'm not a family lawyer. You probably know more than I do. But dito sa Australia, wala po tayong tinatawag na automatic sa mama. All right? So in fact, the court do not award. Gamitin lang natin yung parenting arrangement. But para sa mga kababayan natin, parenting arrangement meaning custody. All right? So we'll just use custody siguro kasi, pero we don't use custody in Australia. We use parenting arrangement or parenting order. So, sa Australia po, hindi po nag-award ang court base po doon sa income na walang pera. No, it's not. It's not actually the consideration of the court. Instead, what the court will consider under Australian law is what is the best interest of the child. And best interest, again, Adinel, is so big word. That's why, again, sick and most litigious country tayo because lawyers can just argue what is the best interest. So, ang court nagbigay po sa atin ng six guidance or factors that the court must consider. So one is safety. Okay? Is the child safe to this parent? Kung may legal or kung may abuse, substance abuse ka. Or kung meron kang tinatawag na drug abuse. Right? That's not safe. All right? So it's the safe of the child. So is the child safe? Is the child safe from harm with both parents? So, ibig sabihin, walang negligence, walang neglect, hindi manineglect ang bata. Alright? So, safety. Number two is long child's views. Right? Pero ang bata naman, pag 11 down, below, it the court will defer to, ano, to the parents' view. But pag ang bata 12 pataas, meron tayong tinatawag na gilic competence, meaning we assume that the child is competent and the court will listen to the child's views. So, it takes into the child's opinions. Kasi meron naman tayong tinatawag na lawyer for a child. At ang goal, pag mag-hearing yan, Adinel, may lawyer ang mama or self-represented, may lawyer ang papa. And then pag ma-involve ang bata, meron tinatawag na lawyer for child. At ang lawyer for child, sila po yung mag-represent sa voice ng bata. So, ang report ng lawyer, hindi naman natin i-include yung bata sa ano sa witnessing kasi that's abuse, di ba? I-include natin yung bata sa hearing. So yung bata ay represented by the lawyer. Sa interview ng lawyer, mga skilled ito na lawyer, no? Tapos sasabihin ng lawyer, according to my report, X or child B wants to spend time with mom and dad. Oh, di ba?
So ang so bata, say, ang bata sa usapin na to, hindi lang to yung desisyon ng magulang, ng nanay or ng tatay. Kahit ang bata mismo, pwede siyang magkaroon ng parte.
Yes.
Sa decision making.
And yeah, and the older the child, the more voice siya and the more magde-defer ang court sa voice ng bata. So yung Gaelic competence, yan po yung leading case about competence. Hindi natin masabi yung bata na competent. So 12 years old pataas, medyo mahirapan na tayo magana. Magsabi, oh, akin ka. Pero pag 12 pataas, okay naman yung bata, matalino naman yung bata, wala naman siyang developmental needs like autism or something dito. I think the court would say, I want to stay with mom, but I also want to stay with dad. So that's powerful too, but not the only consideration. Again, kahit ang bata sabihin niya, I want to stay with dad, but dad is not safe, then the court will not do that, di ba? So yung developmental needs, yung sinong well-versed to attend or address the child's physical, emotional, psychological, and cultural needs. What is important here? Say for example, parent B, sasabihin niya, ayoko pupunta ka doon sa mga ano sa maternal grandmother mo kasi ayoko, hindi ko sila type. But the maternal grandparents are coming from the different culture. And the court would say it's important for the child to develop her or his or their identity and to get connected of who they are, you know, in their culture. So, masasabi na court, controlling tong tatay na to ah. So, pag-ibigay ko sa yung bata ng maraming times, parang hindi ma-develop yung bata na yung cultural identity nito. So, that's not good. And it's psychological. So, sabihin natin, you know, for example, yung bata na nasa father and then nasa parent A. Parent A would say, oh, your mother is this. Oh, your parent B is this and this and this. So, bad-mouthing the other parent. That's not psychologically healthy for the child, diba? So, these are the considerations. So, and then caregiver's capacity, meaning capacity ng parent. Sasabihin ko, I want to have the full custody of the child. But lagi ka naman wala. Travel ka ng travel. Yung job mo is traveling from one place to the other. Saan doon ang stability ng bata? So, it's unlikely that the court will give you full custody. And then relationships. Relationships encompasses, kagaya na nasabi mo, grandparents. Right? Importante po yung ano niya, yung tinatawag natin na nucleus in the family. And that nucleus involves the grandparents, aunties and uncles, and also the siblings. So, hindi pwedeng sabihin natin, gusto ko si child A, pero sa'yo si child B. Magagalit ang court sa'yo niyan kasi you are separating them apart, di ba? So, may case tayo dyan na talagang matitigas ang ulo. So, gusto ng tatay sa kanya 50-50, ayaw ng mama. Ang ginawa niya, kinuha niya si child A. Nag-separate sila. Pagdating sa hearing, nagalit yung court sa client natin. Kasi bakit mo hinayaan na kukunin si child A, isiniparate siya si child B. Hindi pera ang gumagalaw dito. Walang, although financial is important, but meron tayong tinatawag na child support services, apply ka lang ng Centrelink, mabubuhay kayo. So it's not about who is rich. It's about the interest, best interest of the child.
And dito pumapasok din kanina na mention mo no yung family, yung extended family. Sa custody arrangement, mahalaga ba to na halimbawa may ako wala halimbawa ang pamilya ko dito, wala ang lolo't lola, walang mga tito tita na makakasupport pa sa alagaan ng bata compared do halimbawa sa husband na meron siya nung ganong support system, mas malaki ba yung chance na mapunta doon sa husband?
That is not something that the court would consider as determinative. But that comes down to what we call the caregiving capacity. Kung may support ba yung mom and dad. Pero pag sinasabi naman ni mom na hindi po, pagdating po sa caregiving capacity, hindi po equation doon yung extended family because the biological parents are the only parents that can make legal decisions. It could be a factor, but no, we can't. We have a case like that. It's not something that we can rely on because at the end of the day, it's the parents. You can make arrangements. So, kung ako ang lawyer doon, sasabihin ko na wala pong, you know, wala kamag-anak dito, but I wanna make sure na yung bata will have you know, will be able to see the other parents or the in-laws. But during my time, these are my solutions to ensure na meron akong caregiving capacity. For example, I will be flexible with my work. Or at this specific time, dito ako mag-work. So, ang family court kasi is solution-focused. So, it's not about ganito yung situation, ganyan ka na. What is important as a lawyer or, as, you know, kung ikaw ay self-represented, is you provide the solutions. You identify the risk and the issue, and you provide a solution. And the court is okay with that because at the end of the day, you're dealing with people. You're not dealing with black and white law.
Right. And attorney, pagdating naman sa gastos para sa mga bata, kung halimbawang napunta sa nanay ang kustodiya, paano naman ito tutugunan ng tatay, yung halimbawang yung pagbibigay ng syempre ng sustento doon sa mga anak?
Yeah.
Ano yung proseso dito sa Australia?
Yeah, there are two ways you can do this. Or there are actually three ways. So, again, parenting custody is a different law, right? So kahit mayroon kang custody ng mga bata, hindi automatic magsusupport si daddy or si mommy. Kasi nga, child support is also a different matter. It's a different area of law again. So it's so compartmentalized here. So there are three ways you can address this. Either is you apply sa child support services. Diba? Automatic formula. Okay? And then yung child support services na maninihil depende sa income at depende sa percentage of care mo. Meron tayong client, mom has 70, care, but she earns so much money, 150,000 a year. Dad has 30% of the care, and then ang kanyang income is 80,000. He's paying $100 for three children in 1 week. But that's a child, that's a formula based, you know, minimum. So doon siya nagpa-assist siya doon sa ano, child support services. Ito yung income ko, ito yung percentage of care ko, magkano po yung utang ko doon sa mga anak ko. So that's the one. Number two is what we called entering into a binding child support agreement, meaning you depart from the formula. Kasi nakikita natin, bad. Malaki yung sweldo mo, tapos pag-assist lang doon sa firm sa ano, sa child support services, ganito lang. So kung ako yung client at nakikita, kung ako yung lawyer at nakikita ko naman na, ah, malaki ang pera ng tatay pero hindi naman dinideclare. So pwede nating mag-enter ng private agreement or what we call it a binding child support agreement where the parents can negotiate or redesign the agreement. So pwedeng, okay, ikaw gagastos sa uniform, ako this, and then 50-50 tayo sa lahat. Kasi syempre sa child support services, hindi naman po kasama doon yung uniform at saka yung mga
Parang
extracurricular fees.
customized yung ano nila.
Customize. Oh, yun, that's the term. And then number three, yung tinatawag natin na ad hoc and formalized. Basta na lang. Okay, wala tayong agreement, wala tayong kasulatan, pero we just, you know, para mutual agreement. Yung MU lang kayo. Okay, para situationship lang, you know?
Okay lang. Kung magbigay ka, okay. Kung hindi, okay lang
Kaila?
din. Or, yeah.
Oo. Or yung iba, okay naman, it works. Wala kaming label, it works. Pero the problem with that is walang enforcement. If one renegade, walang enforcement, di ba? So those are the three types. So yun po yung mga ano doon, yun po yung mga ways doon. So the best, what is the best? For us is of course yung sinasabi mo idili na customize. Kasi yung customize, it really digs deeper. Magkano ba yung brace ni Junior? Di ba? Magkano ba yung ano, magkano ba yung bag? And nasa Catholic school siya, expensive siya. Let's really take care of the child. Okay? Kasi pag doon ka sa formula-based, magpa-assist ka lang doon, doesn't take into account the additional expenses po.
But lastly, attorney, anong iyong message sa mga kababayan natin going through all this type of process ng hiwalayan sa Australia at medyo nalilito sila when it comes dun sa legalities?
Right. So, separation is really tough. And the good thing is you don't have to go through it alone. And my advice really is when you go through this, seek expert advice, kahit one-off consultation lang para malaman ninyo yung options at saka yung clear path moving forward.
Maraming salamat, Attorney Jocelyn Cahe, sa napaka-maliwanag na pagbibigay sa amin ng mga impormasyon at iba't iba pang mga tips para ma-proseso itong mga bagay na hindi masyado napapag-usapan ano, sa ating komunidad, maaring dahil sa cultural or religious beliefs natin. Pero it's really great to know na nandyan ka para magbahagi ng mga kaalaman sa ating lahat. And I hope maraming natutunan ng
Yes.
ating mga tagapakinig ngayon at katulad ng sinabi ni Attorney Jocelyn, no, itong mga gabay na binigay niya ay mas magbuti kung kayo ay kukonsulta mismo sa mga katulad niya na mga law experts.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.